You're about to listen to a message from Foursquare Gospel Church, a city on the hill. Be blessed as you listen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to shout a big hallelujah now. I'm sure God is with us wherever you are, listening to me and listening to us here. I know God is there with you and that is there to bless you. Distance is never a barrier. And tonight, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will visit you. The Lord will touch you. The Lord will reach out unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He will give you a testimony. And this September will be a month for you to remember for life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can I hear your big amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to pray. Holy and righteous Father, eternal, everlasting, I am that I am, the creator, the maker, our rock, our fortress, our defender, our high tower, our strength, our everything. We come before you tonight. We bow. We worship. We reverence. Lord Jesus, we declare again and again that you are the Lord of our lives, over our spirits, over our souls, over everything. You are Lord over all. You are Lord over all. And so, Lord Jesus, you are lifted tonight. Hallelujah. As we surrender and submit unto you afresh and ask that tonight you will come in your own special way, you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we ask that, oh God, there shall be that encounter, there shall be that meeting with you that will transform, that will translate, that will, oh God, renew and restore unto us all that, oh God, our hearts so desire. In the name of Jesus Christ, have your way tonight. Let Jesus be highly lifted. His word says, when Jesus is lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. We lift you up tonight and be lifted and draw us unto yourself. We have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, I want to thank God for every of us, wherever you are, listening to me. I'm sure God is there. The Bible says the voice of the Lord is powerful. And the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. And I decree over your life that that voice will locate you tonight. That voice will settle you tonight. That voice you will hear tonight. And that voice will settle everything in your life and around your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for the opportunity to be here together and to be together. And I want to thank God for wonderful opportunity he has given to me to be here again. I want to thank our daddy and our mommy, the Sedes, our senior pastor, and our dear mommy for the great privilege he has given. It's a privilege. It is never a right. And I so much appreciate it. The Lord bless you, sir, and the Lord bless you, ma. And I pray that this work will prosper more and more in your hands. And in the name of the Lord, you will continue to grow in leaps and bounds in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And once again, I want to welcome you all. Well, even if it is just on Sundays we come together, I still want to welcome you from the lockdown and into your Bethel. Because Bethel means the house of God. Hallelujah. You are welcome back from the house of God. If you have somebody seated by your side or very close to you, just turn to the person and say, bro, sis, you are welcome back to Bethel. You are welcome back to Bethel. And like I said, Bethel means the house of God. So you are welcome back into presence of God and to the house of the Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me just ask you, I don't know how you came back. I didn't know the way you left, I wouldn't know. And the way you came back, I wouldn't know. But can I ask you whether you came back full and not empty? You are the only one that can answer that question within your spirit, within your heart. Did you come back full? Did you come back complete? Did you come back still on fire for God? Did you come back the way? Abby, you are the only one that can answer that question. Because so many people left, but they never returned the way they left. Some did not even come back at all, but I thank God for your life. But the question is, did you come back the same way? Are you still the same bro or sis? Are you still on fire for God? Are you still committed to Him? How was your prayer life when you were going? How is it now? How was your Bible study? How was your righteousness, right? The righteousness of God in your life? And how is it now? Is it still the same? Sheba kono shini. You left with the fear of God in your heart. Did you come back with the same? Have you not allowed so many things to creep into your life? I pray the Lord Jesus will bring about restoration, and there shall be this divine encounter. Divine encounter that will bring you back again, that will restore you, that will revive you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Quickly before I go into today's, we go into the Word of God, I want us to pray one or two prayers from the book of Luke. Chapter 1, Bible talked about Elizabeth. And this is the ninth month by the special grace of God. Luke chapter 1. The book of Luke chapter 1. I will read only two verses, and that's verses 57 and 58. Luke chapter 1, 57 and 58, and it says, "Now Elizabeth full time came." I decree over your life, your full time has come in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bible says, "Now Elizabeth full time came for her to be delivered. And she brought forth a son." I decree over your life, every of those godly ideas, divine ideas, everything you have conceived inside of you, every of your dream, every of your vision, every of your aspiration, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will fully deliver. I can't hear your amen very well. I say you will deliver fully and well in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You will not die with those visions. You will not die with those aspirations. You will not die with those dreams in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And none of them shall be aborted in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. when her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord has shown great mercy to her, they rejoice with her. I decree over your life that every of your friend, every of the brother here, your sister here, every of your neighbor, when they hear about the works of God, the miracles of God in your life, they will join you and they will rejoice and they will thank God and they will congratulate you in the name of Jesus. Gbogbo awon to ti duro fun ye to ti wo yeye aye e ninu osu keso yi mo gbadura. People had waited and they have been mocking, they have been jesting, they have been doing all sorts of things to this woman. But when the Lord came, when she had that encounter, her story turned around and they said, have you heard the miracle of how they did happen? Tell us the story. Will be your portion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last verse there, and that's 58. Okay, I've read it. When the neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord has shown great mercy to her, they rejoice with her and they praise the Lord. With her. I want you to just bow down your heads wherever you are. Baba, the miracle of how did this happen? Baba, let it all go happen in my life, in my home, in my situation, in my circumstance, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to pray that prayer for yourself. Oh Lord, my God, the miracle of how did this happen that will cause my friends, my neighbors, my relatives, oh God, my brother, my sister, to rejoice with me and say congratulations. Oh Lord, Baba, release it, oh God. Release it over my life. Release it over my situation, over my circumstance, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, open your mouth and pray that prayer and tell the Lord, Father, remember me, Lord. Remember me. Remember me. Let, oh God, this September be my month of remembrance. Oh God, let September be a month that, oh God, I will live to ever remember. In the name of Jesus, to ever thank you for, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, our God. Glory be to your name, oh God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah. I don't know how long you have been lying down there. I don't know how long you have been in that pain. Hey, the Lord will lift you up. The Lord will lift you up. The Lord will heal you. Yes, he could see you. He could see you. He could feel the way you are feeling. And I decree healing over your life right now. Wherever you are listening to me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Under that pain, under that agony, I decree in the name of the Lord, the peace of God, the healing of God, the deliverance of God over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Father. Glory be to your name, Lord. Can I hear your big amen, church? Amen. Can I hear your amen? And can I hear your amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wherever you are listening to me, I don't know you, but the Lord God, the King of glory, has seen you. Even while you are there, the Bible says, Philip was still under the fig tree, the Lord saw him. The Lord has seen you. I don't know the pains, the agony you are going through right now, but you are sick. You are sick, and But I decree, wherever you are right now, wherever you are, in that pain, in that agony, you are liberated. You are healed. You are healed. The Bible says he sent forth his word, and his word healed them. And he delivered them from all their troubles, from all their whatever. I decree over your life, in the name of Jesus, my brother, you are healed. My sister, you are healed. My brother, you are healed. My sister, you are healed. In fact, it's a terminal disease. But in the name of the Lord, every of that terminal, every power behind that terminal disease, in the name of the Lord Jesus, is thereby terminated. It is terminated. I say it is terminated. I say it is terminated. Under this unction, under this anointing in the house, I decree that your life, your soul, will never be terminated in the name of Jesus. That sickness is terminated. You are lifted and you are healed. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. All right. I'm sure we all know. Okay, thank you. I'm sure we are all very much aware of the. We all know about this program, and it's going to come up today, tomorrow, and we end it up on Friday. It is only the program that we end, but the miracles of God will continue in your life, and you will live to testify in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We are, within these 3 days, encouraging ourselves and admonishing ourselves, lifting up ourselves on the team, Divine Encounter. And tonight, we want to share together the way of positioning yourself for divine encounter. How can you position yourself? What are your roles? What are you to do when it comes to receiving from the Lord, meeting with the God of miracles, the God of encounter, the Lord that could change your story, change your life, change everything around you? He has that power. What is it that he cannot do? He has done it before, and he will do it again in your life. He will do it again in my life. He will do it again in our lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are reading together from the book of Genesis, chapter 28. That is where we have taken our text. Genesis 28. Genesis 28. Although it's a bit long, but I want to read from 10. But because of our time, I'll just be picking it. I will read only one or two verses, and let's see how we go, how the Lord will help us. Genesis chapter 28. Okay, this is Yoruba. I think. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir. Okay. Genesis chapter 28. Genesis 28. From verse 10. Genesis 28 from verse 10. All right. Now, Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. We are reading to the end. So help me. Okay, so he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And if in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Amen. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me stop there and let's continue because of our time. Like I said, we are considering together on the topic, positioning yourself for divine encounter. How do we position ourselves? How do we prepare ourselves? Because too many of us are asking for what you are not ready for. We pray to God for what we are not yet prepared for. And that was what happened. You know when Saul became or was becoming a king, God just took him and put him there. And maybe that was the reasons why Saul behaved the way he behaved. He ended up in a mess. May you not end up in a mess. In the mighty name of Jesus. So Saul ended because he was not prepared for that position. So many of us are praying, you are seeking, you are searching, you are waiting, you are fasting, you are praying, but you are not yet ready for what you are praying for. As a lady in the house, you are praying, God, give me a husband. Are you ready for the challenges inside? As a man, are you ready to let go yourself? You are praying for that job. Are you ready to pay the price? So, when Saul messed it up and God wanted to pick another king, you know it took time for him to prepare who? David. May God prepare you. But when God starts, don't run away. You know, too many of us, we only want to show up in the showroom. We don't want to pass through workshop, Abby. But you have to pass through the workshop, oh. Some of the things here, even the seat you are seated on, first of all, went through where? Workshop. Well, too many of them were discarded at the end of the day because they were not properly made. So they were taken to, they were counted as what? Trash. Maybe they took them to recycling, wherever. So too many of us are praying. You are crying, you are weeping, you are fasting, you are doing this, you are doing that, but you are not yet matured for what you are praying for. You are not yet ready. God could see that this lady is not yet ready. This man is not ready. This woman take care of babies is not yet ready. If I give her baby, she will mess those children up. So I better, take her through the workshop. So God took David to work to the workshop. You know he was in wilderness when Samuel came around to anoint him. He was in the wilderness. So somebody had to, go for him and say, "See you. Somebody is looking for you. Come. Maybe you are the person you are looking for. We don't know. But just follow me." And as soon as he was anointed, where did he go back to? Somebody tell me. Where did he go back to? He went back to the wilderness. So go and read your Bible very well. It took him years before he could come back to the throne. A man that was already anointed as a king. So to become a vessel in the hands of God is not a day work. It might not even be a year work. So you have to first of all pass through the workshop. And too many of us are running away. And there is no shortcut into the showroom. So you have to first of all walk over your life. So the road to enjoying having divine encounter, I have five of them, and I will quickly share with us, and then we pray. By the grace of God, we continue tomorrow. Number one, you have to take the road and the place of decision. You have to decide, what do you want? Because some of us don't know what we want. In fact, in our test before us, it was like Jacob too didn't know. He was just parabolating. He was just going round and round and round the circle until he got the clue from his father. Now, he was able to pick it up. Say, ahem. You have to get it, oh. You have to get it right. And if you don't know what you want, somebody will give you just anything. If you don't know where you are going, somebody will take you to just anywhere. But in the name of the Lord, that will never be your portion. So if his father called him in Genesis, the same chapter 28, our text, and verse 27. Can I read 27, please? Are they hearing me? Genesis 28, 27. Ma? Genesis, yes, 27. 27. Genesis 27. Is it there? Genesis 27, verse 40. Genesis 27, 40. Okay, thank you. By the sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless. Can you just imagine? Toba sue. Toba ti parabulate. If you have gone round and round and round and round, and you are now, you know, fed up, and you are restless, and you don't know the way forward, that you will break his yoke off your neck. Can you just imagine? So the father gave him. Isaac gave him. He gave to Jacob. That original. See, it's because you don't know what you want. You have never gotten yourself right. You have never made up your mind. You have never decided. The day you make up your mind and you decide, then you will break his yoke over your neck. May every yoke be broken over your life in the name of Jesus. Everything that has tied you down in the name of the Lord, may they be broken into pieces. May you move forward. So, Isaac gave it to him. And from there, Jacob got it. He said, yes, I think I understand now. So he knew that he just had to. He had to fight. A godly fight. And so from there, he moved on. May you move on in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has tied you down, whatever time you have wasted in the last 8 months, and you are now in the last quarter of this year, in the name of the Lord, may you move on. May every year be broken over your life. So you have to get it right. So decide, what do you want? Kilo fe. You know, Jesus asked that man, what will you want me that I do for you? Jesus, in Luke chapter 5, Jesus, you see, I've been here. Was that the question? What would you want me to do for you? Very simple answer that demands straight question that demands straight answer. Jesus, I just want you to heal me. I want you to be healed. But he said, you see, I don't have leg. What do you want? So get to a place of decision, brother. Decide. Make up your mind. Don't do one leg in, one leg out again. Enough is enough. Don't gamble. Don't go about playing games. It is what you will eat, and nobody can force what you don't want to eat into your mouth. Nkan to ba fe je lo ma je. Nobody ko se to ma fi pa fun eni nkan to fe je. Nkan to ba ti decide lati je. What do you want? Decide. That is the way to having an encounter. That is the way to enjoy the mercy of God. That is the way to come out of every mess that this coro might have put you since the beginning of the year, right from January to now. You know, I don't know. But in the name of the Lord, mercy of God will bring you out of every mess you are into now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I hear your better amen? Amen. All right. Number two. I said a place of decision. Get to a place. Take a position of decision. Just make up your mind. I will no longer go this way. I will no longer do this. I will no longer go about just, you know, gambling. I refuse to continue to live an empty life. Read the word of God and know what the word says about you. The word of God is not just one of those story books. It's a book of power. The book that carries destiny, you know, fulfilling power. Number two, follow a divine instruction. That is the way to go. One of the ways to go. Follow divine instructions. The Bible says you will hear a word behind you that will tell you this is the way, walk therein. But say too many people will say that's your own. Don't follow this man. You say that is the man you want to marry. In fact, you are hearing me now. I don't know you, but you are hearing me. That man you are following could wreck your life. And we eventually, if you continue the way you are going, and they have been telling you, 1, 2, 3 people have told you, don't follow this man, come back. And you continue. Maybe because you see yourself advancing in age, I don't know you. Maybe because you are desperate. Maybe because you look around and you say, my other friends, my younger sisters, all of them have gotten married. Only me. It is better to be single than to enter into one chance. You are hearing me now. God has sent me to you and is speaking to you right now. You better follow divine instruction. Genesis chapter 28. Genesis 28, 5-7. 5-7. So Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Padan Aram, to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. 6. Esau saw that Isaac has blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram. to take himself a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Don't go to Canaan. They are idol worshippers. They are evil people. Take the divine instruction. See the instruction the father gave to him. Don't go this way. Don't ever go to Canaan to go and look for a wife. Take a wife. Where are you going now to go and take your own wife? Where are you going now to go and take your own husband? Like I said, God has warned you again, and is warning you again and again. Come back. If you go the way you are going, could be very dangerous. So come back. Turn to divine instruction. That is the way. That is the position to take, to enjoy God and to have your encounter. Because with the way you are going, you can never encounter him. You can never meet him. Except by mercy. So he gave him that charge. He gave him that instruction. It is divine. Say, don't go. How many times have you been told, don't do this. Don't go this way. But in your heart of hearts, you decided to go. And you are already going. But come back. And tell God, I'm sorry. That is the way. One of the ways to go. And I pray in the name of Jesus, mercy will bring you back. I say mercy will bring you back. I say mercy will bring you back. Whichever way you are taking now that is contrary, a way of death. Because the Bible said there is a way that seemeth good unto a man, but the end of it all is what? Death and destruction. May you not walk therein. May you walk in the way of life. May you walk in the way of peace. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Number three, leave the place of the past. Leave the road of the past. Forget the pains of the past. Yes. It is true. Esau took his blessings. Yeah, very true. He deceived by deceit. He got the blessing. By deceit, he came over. He got over him. But thank God for his mercy. Genesis 28:41. Let me read it from my own Bible. Are we there? Okay, thank you. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my brother are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. What a pain. What a bad decision. Leave the position or the place of your pains. Leave it there. That is not the right way to go. That is not the right way to meet him. That's not the right way to encounter the Lord Jesus Christ. Leave it to the Lord. Allow him to do his works in your life. He's able. He will relieve you of the pains. He will heal you of the past. He will take away all those pains and agonies and give you a new beginning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He gave Jacob a new beginning. So leave that place, leave that road, and trust yourself into his hand. Commit your life unto him afresh and say, Lord, although I've been so battered, I've been so molested, lot of frustrations, agonies. That was what this, one of the things, those were what Jacob went through in the hand of Esau. And he wanted to take a revenge. He wanted to go in the way of revenge and say, I am going to kill you. I am going to destroy you. But thank God for God. When he encountered the Lord Almighty, his life, was turned around. He was changed to a better person. I pray that in the name of Jesus, God will take away those pains. I can't hear your amen very well. God will take away those agonies in the name of Jesus Christ. He will give you a new beginning. He will give you a new song, a new story in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. And I want you to know that the way to the top is from the bottom. You have to start from the bottom. And the last one I want to share with you before we pray is, how many have I given? Okay, number four. Then, come to your Bethel. Be on your way to Bethel. Like I told you, Bethel is a place of encounter. It's a way into the presence of God, into the house of God. Bethel means the house of God, the place of God, the presence of God. So find your way there. If you have been doing one leg in, one leg out, one leg, especially, this coro has covered up so many things. But like I told people, I said, we will see too many of us that are shouting, hey, let them open church. Hey, they want to stop us. Now that the church is open, what have you done? What have you become? Has your shield for the house of God increased? I asked them. Has your passion for God increased? Are you still on fire for God on the lockdown or during the lockdown? So, opening the church, what has it done to you and for you? Come back to your Bethel. It is still the best place to be. Especially with all that we are going through now. Bible says those who know their God shall be strong. Those who know their God. If sincerely you have been on the Lord's side and by the grace of God you have served the Lord before you always. Like David said in Psalm 16 verse 8, I have served the Lord always before me, because he's always at my right hand, I shall never be moved. Tolorun ba ti wa ni waju e to ti gbe ka waju e no gan nothing will move you, whether koro or no koro. This koro has really knocked so many people down, but in the name of the Lord, we will rise up again. I say we will rise up again. We will move on again. Well, you will rise up and you will ride on. I say you will rise up and you will ride on. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So come to Bethel. Leave where you are now. Be on your way to Bethel. Be on your way into the presence of God, into the house of God, and into the sanctuary. It is still the best place to be and to go. And the last one. Allow God to create a ladder for you. Let God be your ladder. Let God be your ladder. Don't struggle. create a ladder for you that will also be a blessing to other people. Too many of us, we struggle. Create your own ladder. Ask God to give you a ladder to the top. That was what Jacob did. At the end of the day, God knew what Esau had done. And he said, don't worry, boy. I will give you a ladder by myself. She before I love you, she ladder at here. Me, I will be your ladder. May God be your ladder. That will take you to the top and that will change your story. God said, don't worry. Shabi, he constructed his own ladder by himself, Abby, that will soon crash. Don't worry. I, the Lord, will be your own ladder. Genesis 28:12. Can we read? 28:12, please. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. The next verse, 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it. May the Lord stand over your ladder. Hallelujah. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and your descendants. Hallelujah. May the Lord give you that land. May the Lord give you that ladder. May you get to the top. And may you be a blessing. May you create that ladder for another person. May you yourself be a ladder that somebody will look up to and will glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, God became a ladder for Jacob. And I'm sure his brother must have come back and said, Shebi, he wanted to be the best. He wanted to get to the top. He wanted to be the senior. But alas, God himself, when eventually, Jacob got it right, when he rose up, when he had that clue, he had it from God, and he saw God. And he said, yes, I have seen it. I've gotten it right. Yes, I am rising up in the arm of faith. And in the name of the Lord, I am taking my position back. I will break your yoke over my neck. I will break your yoke over my life. And in the name of the Lord, I will get it back. I'm coming back. Tell your neighbor, I am coming back. I am bouncing back. When else you see me, you will see me on the ladder. In fact, you will not only see me on the ladder, you will see me on the ladder with Jesus. Yes, and I will create a ladder. I will be a ladder for another person. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Like I said, the way to the top is from the bottom. Stay down and slow down. God is up there to push you up. And he will pull you up in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Will you today come to a place of decision? Will you want to decide? I don't know the position you are now. I don't know who you are in the inside. And it is the person in the inside that matters. It is not your person in the outside. How strong is the person inside of you now? Are you not just managing? Staying at home for 3-4 months has really, been so enjoying to so many of us. And we feel like someone said, I think we should continue to worship at home. I say, we'll continue to worship at home. If that is your prayer, God will not say amen to it. Because too many of us have really enjoyed staying at home. We do our services when it is convenient for us. When they say 6 o'clock, we could do our own 7 or 8 o'clock, Abby, but we'll still send our reports as if some of us will not even do. This Zoom. Some will just put their phone, seen so many people like that. They will just put their phone on there. They are in the kitchen doing something else. And they say, can you run down the prayer for us? Say, hey, Father, in the name of Jesus, may God forgive us. Say amen. Hey, say, hey, brother Langbeda, can you run down the prayer? Hey, sister Langbeda, shall we rise? Hallelujah. Oh Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, dry and true, with thanksgiving. I will be a living sanctuary for you. Oh Lord, prepare me, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, dry and true, with thanksgiving. I will be a living sanctuary for you. Let us ask the Lord. I want you to talk to the Almighty God. Baba, visit me in a new way. Baba, visit me, oh, touch me, oh. I want you to be sincere to the Almighty God. Are you still full? Oh, you are already empty. You are the only one that can tell the story of your life. And the Lord, your God as well. Why can't you open your heart, your life unto Him and say, my Lord, look at me, oh, I am here. I am empty. My heart is empty. Fill me in a new way. I have come to a place of decision. Lord, I am deciding for you today. Take control of my life in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you have put your hands into. Oh, in the midst of the lockdown, I don't know the places you have been to. In the midst of the lockdown, I don't know the friends you have met. In the midst of the lockdown, I don't know. But the Lord of your life knows. He knows everything about you. Will you just open up to Him and say, Lord, here I am, oh God. Here I am, oh God. Have mercy upon me. Oh God, let your mercy bring me out of all the mess I have put myself. I have found myself in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lekebo yendrema. Yama sakandari kasanda. Likaba yendrebo seke. And if you have decided, will you want to decide for Jesus? Hallelujah. See yourself on the altar. And those of us who are here, will you want to decide? You have just what you just have to let go. I don't know what you have to let go. There are one or two of us here. There is something you have to let go. And as I was talking, the Holy Spirit was ministering to your heart. Yeah, did you hear? Did you hear? You have something to let go. Will you come to this altar? And to those of you under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, whatever you have to let go, whatever you have to decide for God, will you just tell it to Him and say, Lord, my God, I come unto you, Lord. If you want to decide, please come to this altar. You want to say, yes, I have found my own, no. I have taken the one that belongs to me, oh. I want to decide in a new way, oh. I want to let go, my Lord. I want to let go, my Lord. I want to let go. If you don't let go, God will not let come. And if you let go, God will let come. We don't want God to let come into your life in a new way, in the name of Jesus. His own will, His own counsel, His own purpose, His own way. Oh, pray for your life. Will you come here in the name of Jesus? Come and meet me on the altar. And those of you at home listening to me, will do just, you know, tell the Lord and tell the Lord and tell the Lord, Baba, I let go. I let go. I let go. One or two of you are there. You are there. You are listening to me and God is talking to you. You have something that you have to let go. Will you come to this altar and say, Lord, I let go. I let go. I let go. I let go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Baba, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you power. We give you majesty. Oh, Lord, I want you to pray to the Lord. Father, may I follow the way of, you know, instruction. Help me to follow the way of instruction. May I not walk in the way of destruction. When you fail to walk in the way of instruction, you will end up in destruction. But in the name of the Lord, that will never be your portion. You will take to the way of instruction, and it shall be well with you. You will see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, our God. Allow God to be your ladder. Hallelujah. Don't struggle for anything in life. Don't struggle for another person's ladder. Allow him. Allow him. And whatever the pain you have gone through is here to take away your pains. It's here. That's why I say, if there is anything you have to let go, let go, so that God could let come his rest, his peace, hallelujah, his deliverance, his victory, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, our Father. What's it? Teach me to say yes, Lord, each hour, each day.
Yes, Lord, let come what may. Yes, Lord, teach me to say yes. Hallelujah.
We trust that you have been blessed by the message you just heard. For more messages, follow us on our social media platforms at Foursquare Jeb. God bless you.